The name of my story this morning is Let's Play Church. Elizabeth went over to Barabbas' house yesterday. She said, "Hey, do you want to play church? I will be the presiding minister and you can be the preacher, okay?" And Barabbas said, "Sure." You might remember that one time Barabbas did say that maybe when he grows up he'd like to be a pastor. Yeah. So they gathered some things to make their church. And the first thing they did is they got a plate for their pretend bread and they got a glass for their juice for their communion elements. And then, Barabbas thought of something he had under his bed. He made a little clay cross in Sunday school one time. And so they put that on the altar to be their cross. And he keeps it in this so it doesn't get so dusty under his bed. And then, "We need some people here," said Elizabeth. So they brought down some of Barabbas's toys to be the congregation. And they brought down this little yellow thing and this guy here. And, they brought down, let me see, this is Fred and Shirley Carr and their daughter Sue. And then they brought down, this is Mr. and Mrs. Ball and their daughter Lucille. And teddy bear and this guy. So, wow, this is nice. But Barabbas said, "It'd be nice if we had 1,000 voices to be here." And then they thought, well, they could get Jeter and A-Rod. And remember, these are real. These are just toys. But, yeah, they're real. Now it was time to start. So Elizabeth went up front. Oh, I'm sorry. And she said, to begin the service, "Blessed all you dolls and toys and dogs. Let us say we are sorry for the times when we are not nice, or when we didn't help mom or dad or the uncle, or when we didn't make our bed. Amen." You know, it's time to sing a song. And the only song that Barabbas and Elizabeth could think of right then that they knew all the words to was "Jesus Loves Me." So they sang "Jesus Loves Me." That's what they sang. And Gator had been watching all this from the other end of the room. And he was thinking, it was all very nice. And Gator is in sixth grade and these are just second graders. So he's a little bit older than them. But he kind of thought it'd be fun to disrupt their pretend worship service. And he did this in the spirit of fun, not meanness. So he got an idea, and he ran upstairs, and he got the fireman from beside Barabbas' bed. And he decided to pretend that there was an unclean spirit in the fireman. And Gator made the fireman walk in the room, and the unclean spirit in the fireman said in a deepest voice that Gator could pretend with, "Oh, no, Pastor Barabbas, have you come to destroy evil? Have you come to destroy me?" Barabbas and Elizabeth looked and were a little surprised, but they decided to play along with this pretend disruption. So Pastor Barabbas used his deepest voice with the most authority he could, and he said, "Come out of the fireman, O you unclean spirit. Come out and be gone with you." And Gator made the fireman fall down and shake and convulse. And the unclean spirit left. And then the fireman stood up to be part of the worship service. And then Pastor Barabbas gave his sermon, which amounted to him saying, "Be gone all that is evil. Hold on to what is true. Praise the Lord." And then the three of them, the dogs wouldn't have communion. The three of them went up and had their pretend communion service. And then they sang, "Jesus Loves Me," again. Uncle Floyd had been watching from the kitchen, and he smiled. And God in heaven and all the heavenly hosts smiled too. The end.